Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
Hey, everybody. It's Wednesday night. It is time for Tech Vibe Radio. It's Jonathan Kirsting.
And this is Audrey Russo.
Audrey, I still always keep saying this, man. It's just, it's this special time where we get to talk and have storytelling and get in front of cool people and talk about things that are going on in Pittsburgh. I do not get tired of it. We've been doing this for like 13 or 14 years now, like nonstop.
And well, you have been. Like, I haven't.
No, I think it's, you're on the like the 12-year mark with it.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You joined up on the whole Tech Vibe Radio thing. And like, you know, it just blows my mind that like, I don't get tired of telling Pittsburgh stories.
I know. I don't. Well, the thing is, you don't get tired of telling stories because it's really about humanity.
Yeah, exactly.
It's about business and humanity. That's personally my love and my intersection. And that's what gets my juice. And not, you know, there are certain people who think it's there's a humanity side. Mine is about just, you know, if you go back to, you know, Maslow's hierarchy of needs and making sure that people have safety and they have housing and they have food and they have all these things until you get to the point where you have all those building blocks and you're developing and you're self-actualizing and what's your impact on your brief little time that you're on this planet.
Yeah.
And if we don't normalize and equalize the opportunities, then we stink. And that's where we are now.
Right.
In the US. We're on this evolution that, you know, whether it's cyclical, whether it's seasonal, whether it's historical, we're not in a great place. And we lost our way.
Yeah.
We lost our way. And, you know, we can look back and figure out all the reasons why. We could say it's happened for thousands of years and it's just we're living it right now. But for whatever those reasons are, we are here right now, and now's the time for us to look ahead. So what does it mean to look ahead? Like for me, Pittsburgh is a, I've always tried to make think of Pittsburgh as a place that's a place that has a seat at the global table. And we've worked really hard as a region to try to do that with the expansion of the airport, which has been unbelievable. The amount of companies that have incredible ideas, the amount of innovation and smart people that are highly educated per capita that actually live here. But in the course of that journey, us and many other places, we lost our way a little bit. And the pandemic probably, you know, forced us to look at that, look at who's got what and who doesn't.
Yeah.
The amount of unemployment that this region and the state have seen is unprecedented. And then we get paired with the atrocities that continue to happen across the Black community. Yep. And, you know, you sort of take all that and it becomes like this combustion that you can't ignore. At least I can't ignore it.
And you're not ignoring it, man. You're diving in like straight forward on this.
Well, yeah, but it feels delayed. It feels delayed. And what Jonathan's talking about is that I just asked our membership, who are leaders and founders, to join me in just coming together to maybe figure out like just three things that we can do collectively and just take action and measure it. Figure out a way to measure it. Now, I don't know what all those things are, but all I know is that at the Tech Council, we're the intersection of what I would say commerce and humanity, and I think something great will happen out of that. But it's not going to happen overnight. It's not going to change overnight.
I just feel like such good things can happen, though, because you're convening like all the stakeholders in Pittsburgh's tech sector, and these are some smart women and men. And I just feel like if we can get some of these minds together at a table, virtually through Zoom, however we have to do it, like I just think crazy things start to happen and good things. And so I just think this is a good first step towards not just saying, oh, that's a shame, but to saying, no, here's some things we can all start doing to start building a better community for everybody that's hanging out here in Pittsburgh.
We just, honestly, we just cannot tolerate racism of any type. No. Zero. Right. It's got to be a zero tolerance. And in honor of Paul O'Neill, who was running Alcoa when I came to Pittsburgh, and he's been at the helm of all things safety and worked for the Treasury Department. And if you don't know who Paul O'Neill is, just definitely look up on Google and see what he actually contributed to this earth. I feel so sad that he died during this period of time of the pandemic, because I feel like he would have so much wisdom in terms of us leading ourselves out of this thing. But that's hindsight.
Yep.
We are at another inflection point. We just are. And the amount of issues and dissent and persecution that have been allowed to occur is, we just have to have zero tolerance. Zero. That means you can't hang out with people who have a belief of inequity. You can't have them on your team. You can't. And so I use the parallel of safety.
Right.
I can't be around someone who has no regard for my safety on my team. And whether that's, environment, situational, whatever it may be, we can't have that tolerance. It's zero. And we have to say those things out loud. And we have to understand that that is so systemic that we overlook it at every turn.
Yeah.
You and I take for granted that we can go out at night and take a walk. You can go walk your two serious dogs that are aggressive and no one stops you. Right?
That's
why. If you are an African American male in your neighborhood, who knows, right?
Exactly.
They're little things that we just each and every day.
Right.
And so we have to have zero tolerance as white people. So, it's a profound period of just being so somber. And I want us to rise to the occasion.
I'm going to. That's why I'm excited, because I know when these things come up and I see the passion behind what you're bringing to this and the people that who are going to bring the passion that's behind this, I'm just putting my bets on the fact that something good's going to come out of this. So I think something awesome is going to come out of what has been a really terrible situation so far. And
I appreciate your optimism. I think we both have to embrace zero tolerance.
Absolutely. I agree with you. But what I have a lot of tolerance for, Audrey, is good old fashioned storytelling. Let me tell you right now, you've got some great people.
You're really good at that. You're really good at finding the nuggets of goodness in a story.
We have Chris coming on from Agile Rising today. I mean, this guy has some great insight on how to be a better leader, how to make decisions quick, how to be an organizer, how to be a team leader, all the important skills you need right now when you're pivoting your company. I think I'm so excited to have him. We have Craig Pritz coming on from My Benefit Advisor. We partner up with these guys. This is the time you got to be thinking about your benefits for your staff. And we got some great benefits to talk about. And Audrey, my one mic stand has been on fire with our sideshow we're doing with interviews. I have Luke Sturman. Little snippet from our one mic stand that is going to be on the show later today. And he raised $35 million, and now
our machine.
Yeah. So there's a lot going on, and I think it's an honor for us to tell some of the really cool stories that are happening here in Pittsburgh. And Audrey, I know you're going to be reporting back the progress as little as it is as we start, but as progress happens and inches its way forward, we're going to be reporting that back to everybody as we can here on Tech 5. That's for sure. We're going to use this as a platform to make sure that we're being true to what we're saying, I think. So, yeah. So we're taking a break. We're coming back with more Tech 5. This is Jonathan Kersing.
And this is Audrey Russo.
We are from the Pittsburgh Technology Council. Been doing this kind of crazy fun stuff since, 1983, 1984, 1985. We go deep into the 80s, and it's kind of crazy. And that's what we like here on Tech 5 Radio, being just a little bit crazy. We'll be right back after this quick break. Go to pghtech.org. Hey, everybody. It's Jonathan Kersing.
And it's Audrey Russo.
And we are bringing you Tech Vibe Radio. That is absolutely true, via our friends at Zoom, because Zoom is how we all live our lives these days, and it's pretty rad. And
I love that.
I can... these conversations, Audrey, we have someone who's near and dear to our heart today on the show with us. We have one Craig Pritz from
Advisor
in the PTC Corporate Coverage Group. Yes, or PTC Benefits, as we now call it, because we evolved the brand. And
so
at the end of the
day, what's up? Let's introduce Craig. Craig, who are you?
Hey, thank you so much. Love being here. Always excited to talk to you guys. Yeah, Craig Pritz here, my benefit advisor. We're partners in the PTC benefits, and we're just really excited to talk about some cool things going on.
Yeah, at the end of the day, Craig, our members that have the coolest workforces, they got to keep these folks engaged, they got to keep them happy, they got to keep them healthy, but you can only do that through having awesome benefits. And the PTC benefits has been our jam since like 1984, man. Like when it comes to it, and it still is our jam. And it is literally a deciding factor as to why people join a company is having great benefits. And you guys have the best out there. Like, I'm not just plugging that. I'm just saying for real, because we use them ourselves.
Yeah. So, the truth is you guys do have some really cool benefits available for your cool clients.
So what does that mean? What do you want to cover today? Because there's so much that we can cover.
Yeah, that's true. I think probably the first thing I'd like to cover is just what's different. What has changed? Mm-hmm. Why is it so much more awesome today than it was a year ago?
Yes.
And the truth is, you know, it really is. You talked about 84, the bread and butter and all that time, and it really is back to that again. So we've merged with another company, and we did that for the purpose of really bringing more benefits to you and your members. We kind of bring this concept of providing benefits a lot like a company with thousands of employees would receive, but we're bringing that down to companies that you have in the tech, you know, companies that are startups up to, you know, 50, 100, couple hundred, they now can take advantage of. Yes.
Small little guys can get
awesome
benefits.
Yeah.
Give us some examples. Like, give us, when people are thinking about benefits, let's not use the word too loosely. Describe what those offerings are.
Yeah, everybody wanted, you know, a big discount in the past, and we do have special pricing for Tech Council members. Again, we work with all the insurance companies, but a couple of them will provide your members with special deals that they just can't get elsewhere. So we've got some special pricing in place, that's medical, dental, vision, life and disability, some really amazing products. Some of our products have not gone through any price changes in, you know, 10 plus years, rates are locked in. I don't want to jinx it, knock on wood. But we got great things on that side of it. We work with every insurance company, but we've got deals that others don't have for your members. What I really think separates it today, though, Audrey, to get more to your point, is kind of the back room, the behind-the-scenes stuff we're doing. You know, today's kind of a new world right now, and I don't know where we go from here as far as what our future looks like. But a lot of our benefits and tools really are coming into play right now with, you know, free HR websites. In today's world, there's a lot of changes. People have to make adjustments to their handbooks. People are curious on how to handle their PPP loans and how to bring back furloughed employees.
You know,
it could be hundreds of dollars in calls to attorneys. Let us give you a resource that you can call or email.
That's actually a great reminder, because people who are on our plans get access to a lot of legal information that we might not, either we might not know to ask, or we don't realize that we don't have to go so far out of our world.
Right.
That you really have the resources to ask even simple questions quickly.
Correct. There's a team via email and phone that's available. And if you think about what a charge might cost to your attorney, even if it's just one question, they're probably going to bill you by the hour.
Right.
We'll get you that call for free.
Yeah, that's a good idea. So what kinds of questions could people be asking when it comes to that kind of service?
You know, there's a lot of confusion in the immediate world today with how to handle employees. I'll give you a really great example. I've had to furlough employees. They wanted to use some of their PEO time in the beginning. Now they're on furlough. The state requires me to pay them a certain amount, and I want to bring them back, but I don't know how to do all this, and I'm not sure how to coordinate everything so that their PTO, furlough, and payment all works out. And then if you throw disability in there, it creates another level of how does that play in?
That's a really good point. That's a really good point.
It's complex.
Craig, is that
real complex? Yeah. These are very complex times too.
Yeah.
And Craig, so even in healthcare, right? I mean, so we have medical benefits in healthcare, but what about some other services? What about like life insurance and disability?
Yeah, we've got a great partner for life and disability. We put a package together. We've had this package, it's built as a pool of your members, and it has performed so well over the years that we've not seen any rate changes, knock on wood again. But really what's separated it from the competition is we've been able to add a lot of bells and whistles to this product. We've been able to look at the Tech Council as a very, very large group, and add benefits for your members that, that maybe they wouldn't get without paying for them, or maybe without being of a certain size. So, you know, 50 life group, 50 employees may not get everything that's out there. A 2 life group certainly would not be able to qualify for all the extra bells and whistles, but through us, they will. And that's on top of special pricing for your members.
So if people want to find out more about this, where will they go?
Yeah, cool new site.
Yeah, very cool new site. We've launched a very neat new website with a lot of resources and information on there. Gets everybody directly to me. That's a great starting point. And at the end of the day, I think probably one of the most important things for your members is to realize is there's so many resources that you're bringing to them that there's no cost for. We talk about today's times being interesting, and a lot of people are struggling with how to handle open enrollment. What do I do if I can't bring all my employees to the office to give them a stack
of paper?
Exactly.
Right.
So we've had to switch that to electronic. Well, the truth is we've had tools in place for a very long time, whether it's us building your open enrollment guidebook or providing you a link for your employees to complete their enrollment electronically. Mm-hmm. These are all benefits that your members have today.
You can find that all if you go to ptc.mybenefitadvisor.com or go to pghtech.org and you look under our benefits thing, there's a link to it. And there's some great new videos that we put up there as well. And it really overlays all the things. I mean, everything from things like our Think HR catalog, which we were talking about earlier, where there's this library of just great information, whereas you're dealing through these new things that are happening through this whole COVID situation. The information's there, or there's a live person you can call and get the answer right from them. That's just part of you just being part of our group. So I think
that's right
right now.
That's right. And it's always evolving. We're, you know, we may be a day too soon for me to talk about something really exciting, but there's always new products coming. Tomorrow, I'm learning about a new one. So a couple of weeks ago, we started adding a college tuition benefit. An employer wants to provide something above and beyond their medical, dental, and vision. They can provide a college tuition benefit to their employees. It's a really neat thing. I'm really excited to talk about. Tomorrow, I'm learning about a new, something we call a PEO, a professional employer organization. It's just another avenue that we can take your members right. And bring them health insurance options. So always new things evolving. We encourage everybody to reach out to us. There's so many things we can do to help.
That's great. Thank you, Greg.
There's never one solution that fits all. It's always something very custom because you guys really meet, you learn about what their needs are and what their needs could be in the future. And based on that, you start putting stuff together. And that's why we're just so glad to have you guys as partners in this, because without you guys, I mean, it wouldn't happen. And our members just take, it's such a valuable tool to our members. I know the ones that are using it, I know once they're in it, they're like, we're not leaving the stuff ever. Like, it's too good as far as that is. But Craig, thanks for hanging out with us today. Really great information. Like I said, tell everybody, just go to ptc.mybenefitadvisor.com. And everything there actually links right to Craig. And Craig's one of the nicest guys you'll ever meet. You know, he'll jump on a Zoom call with you, talk about all the benefit stuff. And we can start meeting together. He will definitely meet you for coffee. But hopefully you can be doing that in the very near future, Craig. That's for sure.
I will be there with masks on.
I love it. Be there with masks on. Craig, you're the best. Hey, we're taking a quick break. This is Jonathan Kirstein.
And this is Audrey Russo.
The Pittsburgh Technology Council. And we got the best darn benefits hanging out there with our friends at My Benefit Advisor. That's for sure. Go to pghtech.org to learn more or go on over to ptc.mybenefitadvisor.com. We're taking a quick break. So much more Tech Vibe coming your way. So glad you're dialed in to the old Tech Vibe Radio. This is Jonathan Kirstein.
And this is Audrey Russo. And we're not old.
We are not old, but we're not young either. So we're somewhere in between.
I don't know what you're talking about. Okay. We have a guest on the show.
You're just like getting right to it, aren't you? We're talking about hate stuff today, we swear to God. But we got a great guest in front of us today because we've been talking about agile stuff forever, Audrey, and the way it's just become such an important mindset and a way of running business, and I'd say your life at this point, has become just really brought to the forefront here. And we got Chris Roosh here from Agile Rising. Chris, thanks for hanging out with us today.
Yeah, thank you, Chris.
I'm glad to be here. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely.
No, I mean, how do we start? How do we start? I mean, first of all, tell us about your company.
Sure. Agile Rising is a consulting and coaching company based here in Pittsburgh. And we focus pretty much exclusively on helping customers, large organizations, adopt Agile as a means of improving the way that they organize their company, deliver value quicker, improve quality. And what I like to say is we help make companies better places to work.
Mm-hmm. I like that. I think that's
You know, we have been through a lot, even at the Tech Council. And so I've always liked to think of myself as an agile leader, whether that's true or not, in terms of your own definition of what agile means. In this day and age, you know, the amount of pivots and the requirement of on people is speed, but speed at the same time as calculation. And speed at the same time as understanding your customer, and speed at the same time. So the plates are not necessarily running consecutive, they're running concurrent. So where are you in that? Like, so talk about your company and what you do in that arena. I would imagine what I'm talking about is something you have high competency in.
Yeah, absolutely. And you touched on a couple really important things there. It's like, one, no matter what you're doing, going fast, doesn't matter, isn't a good thing, may actually be a bad thing if you're not going in the right direction, if you're not producing the right thing.
Right.
And you're just going to get yourself in more trouble if you're going in the wrong direction, or if everybody in your organization is going in their own direction, right? Mm-hmm. So everybody wants to, you know, get their ideas out faster and beat the competition to the market and be able to respond to the market. But that only works if you have a good strategy and you have good alignment and you're effective at what you're building and ultimately also have quality built in. But the other thing that you touched on there is right, that you think of yourself as an agile leader and leadership is really the key to having a successful strategy and being an effective organization. So we often talk about what we do is helping organizations reach their potential, right? We're helping to eliminate the distractions. We're helping eliminate rework and quality issues and going down the wrong path. But the only way an organization can reach its potential is if the leaders are really high performing and and are reaching their own potential.
Exactly.
Right?
Yep.
So a lot of the work that we do is really focused on working with leaders and executives on really, you know, where we start is what's your vision for the organization? What do you want to be really good at? And what should you be focusing on, right? And if you get the leaders thinking in the right way about how to prioritize and what outcomes they want and what kind of culture they want in their organization, now we have a platform to build on to be successful to make that actually happen in their organization.
So Christopher, yeah. I remember we had our first conversation around this on our one mic stand, which was one of our first interviews. And it was all about keeping this strategic and making that part of the culture. And I wonder if you can kind of go over some of those key points before we jump into some things like around intent-based leadership and looking at the importance of like local partners, local experts when it comes to doing this type of stuff.
Yeah, for sure. So, you know, the article that I wrote and what we talked about on one mic stand was really focused on the importance of leaders coming up with their goals and the outcomes that they want and aligning their strategic process around that. So, you know, often people talk about agile and agility and it becomes this very technical thing or very team-oriented things. And there's a lot of guidance and there's a lot of good things that can be accomplished there. But that kind of goes back to the, you know, if we create a bunch of teams that are really good at building things quickly, but we haven't given them the strategic direction and that strategic intent of where to go, then we may be wasting that capability and that energy and that innovation. And I think, you know, what's going on in the world today and you know, what happened in March, where everybody's strategic plans went out the window and we
exactly
had to realign, right? You didn't have a choice. Everybody had a pivot moment. And so when I talk about strategic agility and we talk about the ability for an organization to realign around, you know, the leader's intent and the leader's new goals, that's what we're really talking about from strategic agility, is to really make those pivots when the market changes, when something unexpected happened, or when you have a breakthrough innovation.
You know, what about what happened? How do you provide coaching and support for someone who might be like me, who says I'm already agile, and that might not be true or not?
Yeah. So you know, the interesting thing about coaching executives and coaching leaders is you can only coach somebody that wants to be coached. You can only help somebody that wants to be helped. So if somebody says, I'm already agile, my company's already working at a high performing level, we have no problems, then I'd probably turn the conversation around and start learning from them and okay, learning from you, asking you, well, how did you do that? And what can I take and help people with? Right. So, with our customers, they've recognized that there's an opportunity to do something better, and they've recognized that they want to learn new ways of doing things from people who've been there and done it before. So that's really the first step. If there's not a problem, then there's not really for us to work. You know,
I was trying to be provocative there because I'm sure it's not true, but I can tell you that one of the hardest things in my journey of being a leader is being absolutely open to feedback. And I mean, I work on that. Like, I want it. I work on it. I lean into it. I ask that, right? I ask people for it. Wouldn't you say that, Jonathan?
Yes, I said, you are a feedback machine. It always, every time we talk, it's always like, what can I be doing better? How can I be right, more? You're always trying to course correct. It's true.
But it took me time on my journey. I mean, I've been leading people since I've been like 21, and it took me time to realize that that's the biggest gift that you really can get, and creating a culture where people really want to give you, feel safe enough to give you that kind of feedback.
Absolutely. Yeah. And leaders really need to create that culture and create that environment.
Right.
And you know, when our coaches engage with a new leader or a new executive, you know, one of the very first conversations we have is we call it a permission to coach conversation, right? We specifically have a conversation of saying, we need to be able to have an open back and forth. We need to be able to give you feedback and tell you what's working, what's not working, both with you and in your organization. And we have an open conversation about that, right? And if the answer is, no, I'm not really open to that, just go and tell my teams what to do, then we're probably not we're probably not the organization that you're looking for.
Yeah, but it's the biggest gift that you can get. I know we only have a few minutes left, but it's the biggest gift to be able to surround yourself with people who aren't going to just agree with you.
Absolutely. And unfortunately, even for leaders that try to create that environment, sometimes there's natural hesitancy among their team members, right? And especially when there's a leader kind of coming in and assuming the leadership role in an already existing organization, right? It takes a long time for that trust to build and to maybe break
down. It
really
does. It does. You know, Jonathan and I, we're going to wrap up, and this has been a great conversation. I know you've done a deep dive with Christopher Roush before, Jonathan, right?
Go to pghtech.org and look for One Mic Stand. We completely nerd out for like 20 minutes on all things strategic. And I think this is the time now to be really thinking about what Agile Rising can do for you, because these are crazy times and they're not going to get any easier. And so having this agile mindset and running this, I think, is so important. And I know Chris is a great guy. He'll definitely meet up and just talk about what's going on and figure out what's right for you. So is it agilerising.com?
That's right.
Yeah. Thank you. Thank you. Just, you know, people be open, be open. This is the time to be open. This is the only way anyone's going to become better. So really appreciate you being on the show.
I appreciate you having me here. It was great talking to you. Thanks, Jonathan. Thanks, Audrey.
Thank you.
Good stuff. Hey, we're taking a quick break. We got a ton more tech vibe coming your way, I swear. This is Jonathan Kirstein.
And this is Audrey Rousseau.
Check us out at the Pittsburgh Technology Council. We're at pghtech.org. Follow us on Twitter at pghtech. We'll be right back after this quick break. So glad you're spending your Wednesday evening here with us on Tech Vibe Radio. This is Jonathan Kirstein.
And this is Audrey Rousseau.
And so, Audrey, you know, our Tech Vibe Radio One Mic stand has been on fire. We've had so much need for Tech Vibe, we had to create its own little sub-channel to tell all the stories. So if you go to pghtech.org, there's a button there for One Mic stand. And I've been talking to some really cool folks. They're just,
I know. It's so great.
Having fun with it. And I caught up with Luke Skirman from Niche.
It's great. And they just raised a Series C, right?
Exactly. $35 million. I mean, that is.
What are they going to do with that, huh? I guess we got to stay tuned and listen.
Exactly. They're going to grow in scale. And I'm going to play a little excerpt from this. And you're going to check out what he's up to. And if you want to get the rest of it, go to pghtech.org and you can see the whole thing with Luke. So lay back, stretch out, and listen to this segment with Luke Skirman. So why did you never leave Pittsburgh? What kept you in Pittsburgh? Because I mean, obviously with your background and your smarts and your know-how, you can do whatever you want, wherever you want, right?
And the biggest thing is just I felt included here. I felt wanted. I felt people supported. I felt people really wanted me to succeed. And, you know, if I went to New York or if I went to California, yeah, there's a lot of great entrepreneurship and things going on there. But this felt like a place where they really wanted to lift people up and make people successful. And to feel wanted always felt great. And that was always big. And the root of it is the people. The people in Pittsburgh are honest, they're sincere, they're hardworking. And I've always really connected with them in a big way.
I'm glad to hear that. That's what I want to hear. And I want to hear more of that. So hopefully Pittsburgh is starting to do some of those right things to keep people here and make them feel welcome and included and everything like that. So give us a background real fast. I think one of your first companies, if it was not the first, was College Prowler. Am I correct?
Yeah. And so just to clarify, some of the early work in College Prowler has actually led to the work that we're doing today with Niche. And so College Prowler went on its own journey from book publishing to a paid subscription model to being free. And then that led us to really building Niche, where we wanted to do more than just coverage on just colleges. So now we have coverage on colleges. So those are community colleges, those are trade schools, those are online colleges, those are grad schools. But we also now have coverage on 120,000 K-12 schools, kindergartens, middle schools, high schools, private schools, charter schools, religious schools.
Good Lord.
We've got every neighborhood and suburb in the country as well.
You got it covered, man. That's a lot.
We're trying. These are big decisions and people need help. Yeah.
I've noticed on Niche's site, there's a lot with neighborhoods as well too, right?
Yeah. So what we found is that when you're thinking about making a school choice, you're often thinking about a real estate choice, usually at the same time. Right. That the price of a home is often correlated to the quality of the school district. If you're thinking about your son or daughter's education, oftentimes you're also thinking about where you're living, and those decisions are very interconnected. And we wanted to cover both of those decisions for sure.
Gotcha. Very cool. So I just love the idea that obviously this roots of Niche goes right back to the College Prowler
day. Oh, absolutely.
Back when you started that was a very unique thing. No one had ever done that. You were definitely a first mover in that market space, but that vibe continues and you see value of expanding that with new technologies and stuff that we have going on today. So when was the official start of saying, I'm starting Niche and this is going to roll out. We're going to start building and scaling this thing?
Niche really itself, the idea, the concept was 2013.
Okay. Very cool. And from there to how big is the company now?
So today we're 125 full-time employees.
Wow.
And we're growing fast. We're continuing to hire. And we're doing well. Yeah. We're the largest site in the United States for choosing schools in the country.
Very cool. And so what I think is so cool about that, like you said before, this goes back to, these are very important decisions that people are making. They're deciding where they're going to live based on where they're going to send their kids to school. So like, they need to know what's up, and you're now, you're becoming like that clearinghouse for that to happen. So tell us how that
works. Yeah, I mean, so again, if I came from San Francisco and I went to Carnegie Mellon, that decision changed my life. I spent 4 years of my life there. I made my friends. It led to career.
Yeah.
Choosing that college was an important moment. And now choosing that right, you know, elementary school for my son, mm-hmm. that's a decision that's going to impact our family for probably 10 years. But we really believe that education choices are some of the most important, most life-defining, most expensive decisions that you'll make. You know, there's 70 million students in schools across the country. It costs more than $1 trillion a year to educate our Americans. It's one of the largest industries in the country. And, right. and the education sector as a whole has kind of underinvested in digital. They've still used a lot of traditional marketing, whether it's direct mail or radio or TV.
Like, and you've like seen other fire coming right to my house.
And you've seen some of these under other industries, whether it's travel, like a TripAdvisor or Yelp with small business. There's other industries have transformed, and education, it's under a big change right now. And we want to help accelerate what was already happening in a bigger way. And you're going to see that even more fully in this pandemic that we're going through right now, where you can't visit schools in the same way. And there are already a lot of families that you're seeing the SAT and the ACT, you know, being canceled till the fall. There's a lot of ways that people are changing the way that they're thinking about school selection process. And we're at the center of all that right now.
I never thought about that. Yeah. With the pandemic, how that's changing everything in this regards and how niche fills that niche. It's a large niche. It's not quite a niche. It's like a gigantic gap as far as it is. So, wow, that's gotta be, so I'm assuming obviously, you know, your investors are very excited about this. I mean, which is why, like, I think you had one of the largest raises in Pittsburgh in the past few years at $35 million, which I love it when companies do that, because it goes to show the rest of the world that, yes, there are Luke Skirmans of the world here in Pittsburgh building really transformative companies and that you can invest here. So obviously, I mean, they're looking to help you scale and grow. How's this money moving you guys forward to meet this really unique opportunity in the market space right now?
Sure. I mean, just in the U.S. alone, we believe that there's 40,000 schools that we can partner with. And today we have 1,500 school clients in the U.S. So we're feeling we're still really early days. Okay. But yeah, there's a lot of headroom. There's a lot of upward mobility. But we're raising this money to really seize this opportunity, to be aggressive, to go after this, to be bold right now. But we're scaling up engineering. We're scaling up our product. We're scaling B2B marketing. We're scaling up sales. There's this big opportunity, and it's just time to go right now. The metrics are good. The market size is real. And we're very excited to be that company that really is helping schools in a meaningful way and helping students and parents in a really significant way make these really complex decisions.
Using leading edge Pittsburgh built technology to do that, nonetheless, just makes it extra cool as far as that is. And so you're hiring, which I think is fantastic. And it's weird. In Pittsburgh right now, there's a lot of people that don't have jobs, but there's companies like yours that are hiring like nuts. What are some of the key positions? Obviously, software engineers you're talking about. What else are you guys hiring for these days?
Product management. There's a lot on B2B marketing. We have a director of growth marketing, director of account management, director of product marketing. There's a lot on engineering. I would say that there's definitely, if you go to hiring.niche.com, you can see all the jobs posted there. I think there's over 20 jobs posted right now.
That's what I'm saying. That's just so amazing. That's so amazing. So what's been the craziest thing about, obviously, pandemic hits, big, large round of funding comes in. It's like the pressure's on. Like, you guys started building and scaling, and yet we're using new technologies to stay connected, even though we're not in the office. I'm sure this has probably been one of the more trying times in your career history, you know, building and growing companies.
You know, one of the things that we always pride ourselves on is you have to be adaptable to change, and change is inevitable, and you can never stop change. And we've seen so much, whether it's the College Prowler days to rebranding from College Prowler to Niche, or it's, you know, there's so much I could go through all the iterations of the business. And
absolutely,
what we're seeing right now and kind of being a distributed workforce today, where we're completely remote, I think this is week 12. I can't even keep track of the weeks anymore.
all of our plants are dead right now. Let's just face it, right?
and we have absolutely nailed that on the fly. I think we're working incredibly effectively. There's always ways to improve and get better. But we were a company that really showed up to the office every day in the Strip District. That's who we were. And we're rethinking that very quickly, but we're still having huge impact. We're still moving really fast. We're still selling well. We're still shipping out features for our users, for the schools. I would say that's the biggest change right now is being completely virtual right now, completely distributed.
Very cool. Very. I see that. I'm hearing that from so many tech companies where they're like, you know what? We're not missing a beat. They already have themselves distributed. They know how to work that way. I mean, so do you see yourselves as you return back, like being more distributed still, like not necessarily having a full office staff all the time, or just being able to keep people where they want to be?
I mean, we are a Pittsburgh company, and we're going to have a Pittsburgh office. Okay. I think the key is we trust our employees. We want to empower them. We want to provide them that flexibility. Is some people after this whole process said, you know what, whether it's post-vaccine, whether it's whatever, if they say, you know what, I'm just happier and more productive working from home, great. We're going to support that.
Yeah.
If they say, you know what, I'm in this weird environment with these roommates and I can't take it anymore and I want to come back into an office, we want to support that as well.
Exactly right.
So I think we want to support wherever our employees are going to be happy, wherever they're going to be productive, wherever they want to work is what we want to do. I think, though, that if I had to give a sense, my prediction is that a lot of employees are going to continue working more in a distributed manner. And maybe the Pittsburgh employees will come in 1-2 days a week is my sense. That's how I see this playing out. But it really remains to be seen.
See, Audrey, I told you, Luke's a cool dude. Am I not mistaken?
It's great. He's been at this for quite a long time, so it's really exciting. He has, you know, he's been running a marathon, not a sprint. So it's great to see the resources that he's going to need and bring to the table and keep it here in Pittsburgh.
And he loves being here in Pittsburgh. It has kept him here. He goes wherever he wants, and he says he loves Pittsburgh, as you can tell from that clip. So, Audrey, another Tech Vibe under our belt. We're coming back next week with a ton more stories, are we not?
Oh, yes. We'll be there. Absolutely.
Hang tight. This is Jonathan Kirstein.
And this is Audrey Russo.
Great evening, everyone. And go to pghtech.org to learn more about the Tech Council.